Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, our producer, Scott Eckersley, and Andrea Nelson, our intern here. And we fanned out across mid-Michigan, as we do every Friday night, and saw a lot of games, including a big surprise to me, Tom. Not with the winner, but with the score. DeWitt 47, Fowlerville 0.
That was a shocker.
This is a Fowlerville team that just held Hazlitt to 7 points.
This is a good Fowlerville team. I mean, they're not great. And I've been, you know, I've been dissing on him, but I've been, you know, kind of questioning DeWitt giving up a lot of points.
They have given up a
lot of points. And where's that going to nip him in the butt one of these days?
Right.
Well, they got a shutout last night.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Yeah, a lot of shutouts last night, in fact. Some teams that don't normally get shutout, Fowlerville being one of them. Jack Wallace, he's pretty good offense over there and has for a long time. Yeah. Andrea, you were there. You are the official chronicler of the Higby brothers doing a story for Sport
Higby
Magazine.
Higby stalkers.
That's right.
It's true.
Tell us about last night. Was it more of the same with Caleb and Jacob?
I have seen them. I think this is my fourth time, and I'm more impressed with them every single time. I mean, Caleb passed for 249 yards. He had 4 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns. He rushed himself 140 yards.
Sounds like Denard Robinson.
Well, you know, and you know what's crazy about that system that Rob's got? There's a new quarterback, a fresh quarterback comes in for a one-year hitch. I mean, it seems like every year there's a new quarterback comes in, and just it takes him to a senior year to get the PT.
Well, when I talked to him for the story, he was kept down on JV his sophomore year so he could get reps as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So
smart.
He did have his sophomore year.
Right.
But then
last year
he wasn't. I think he was a wide receiver with Jacob.
Yeah.
And just made
Jimmy
the transition
Williams was
over
the quarterback. Correct.
Right.
Okay. So it's a one and done. That's the depth of that program when it comes to their aerial attack and a quarterback.
But pretty smart move, and once again, this is what happens when you have a program, and you can take a guy as a 10th grader, you can keep him with his class, you can give him reps. If they'd brought him up, and he'd been a reserve DB, say, he wouldn't be ready to do what he's doing now.
If you don't play, if you don't start as a sophomore, you should be on the JV. You're not going to get anything on the sidelines. Just you have to be in the heat of the competition, even if it's on a Thursday night JV game in front of 200 fans. At least you're in game conditions, and that's my theory on JV players.
And this game last night, that was at Fowlerville, right?
Yeah, it was at Fowlerville, and Fowlerville just couldn't stop them. And
that's surprising.
DeWitt was just so much more athletic. They were bigger. And Caleb Higby, this was the best game I've seen him play. At one point, he rolled out to the right side, came all the way back, all the way over to the left side, and then threw to the corner of the right corner of the end zone to Jacob.
Transcontinental play, so to speak.
He was really impressive last night.
You know, I would love to see some games between the classes. I'd love to see Grand Ledge play DeWitt, say, or Sexton. Sexton might wind up playing in the playoffs. We don't know exactly how the numbers are going to fall. Sexton's down to 754 kids.
Oh, I thought it was more. I thought they were in the 800s. Is that the new
754. I just
saw
the number.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, they're going to be in D4, I'm assuming, when it comes to playoff time, and they could mop up on that, in my opinion. And they beat a good Muskegon Heights team last night on the road.
37-20, again, when you don't have an Elijah Miller, and, you know, how long before he's 100%? Who knows?
Right.
But Sexton's proven a couple things along the way.
Right. So, I mean, that's a great team, but Sexton DeWitt would be a classic matchup. I'd love to see that happen.
When you see Sexton, watch number 21, Greg Scott. He's a terrific defensive back. He's got a lot of ability. There are a lot of guys besides Elijah Miller. And there were a lot of guys who helped him be what he has been thus far.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get all the pub, you know. But Sexton's got lines. And a lot of times in the past, Sexton's had a couple of line men, but they haven't had lines together, and they do this year.
This DeWitt team might be the one that we've been looking for a long time to win a state title. It's been 10 years now.
I thought last year's was going to do it, and this team, when they're coming on.
And the Grand Ledge team last night, again, it's D1. D1 is tough to penetrate deep to get to Ford Field. And it's a good, solid Grand Ledge team. But, you know, there's been other Grand Ledge teams that got a little more talent on the offensive side that I think might keep them from going deep. But they are solid and so fundamentally sound. But I think DeWitt would be, and then obviously Lansing Catholic.
Right.
Our new story here in Lansing.
Lansing Catholic keeps winning these games somehow. It's one of those magical years where they pull it out and they get a touchdown with 11 seconds to go. But I want to go back to Grand Ledge and East Lansing. I want to bring Scott in here because
he
got a chance to see Grand Ledge. First time you had seen Grand Ledge last night, right?
No.
No, you'd seen them before.
He hadn't seen East Lansing.
Hadn't seen East Lansing before.
Right.
All right, your take on those teams. We heard Tom's. I want to get your take on this game.
It was a struggle between the 20s. Nobody got into the red zone. I mean, really, it was, I mean, I agree with Tom. It was a defensive battle. Every team, the drives would just stall out. They'd get a little something going, and then the defense would just step up. I mean, it was 0-0 going into the fourth quarter. Grand Ledge got into the red zone the two times in the game, scored a touchdown, and then kicked a field goal.
East Lansing missed a field goal, right? Had it.
No.
Field goal opportunity, and it was wide
left. No, they didn't take an opportunity.
I think early in the game, in the first quarter, they missed a field goal.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there was the biggest play, well, probably the second biggest play, was right before the half, East Lansing blocked a punt and had it first and goal, then turned into fourth and goal with 5 seconds left. They went for it. They didn't kick the field goal. They went for it.
They could have got something on the board.
I think threw an interception.
Okay. Yeah, on the last play. It was 5 seconds to go was the last
snap. And what yard line?
I don't know.
Think about the seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ty he could have knocked it in. I don't know. I don't know if they could. Maybe they thought they were going to score. That would have been three. You know, they would have got something on the board because they were in the red zone twice and they didn't get anything down there. And you got to give Grand Ledge credit. Got to give those two defenses credit. The bottom line in East Lansing, you cannot just have 8 first downs in a game and expect to win because your defense is on the field too much and they're going to wear down. And that D-line started to wear a little bit, and give them credit. They played tough. And
I'm really surprised by that time because I saw Grand Ledge play Okemos. And Okemos was in position to win that game.
I watched that whole film on tape on cable.
And moved the ball on Grand Ledge up and down the field.
Yeah.
But to shut out East Lansing with all the skill players that the Trojans have was a surprise to me. And I want to say one thing before we move on to college football. The best 3-3 team in the state, bar none, the Portland Red Raiders. I'll tell you why. They have lost to three teams that are a combined 17-1 by a total of 16 points. The teams that have beaten them have more combined wins than the points that they beat Portland by.
Wow.
And they should have beat DeWitt. Andrea, you were there. You saw that. They had that game and let it get away in the last minute. And last
night,
the
Williamson game
same
was
deal.
Close with
Williamson game, they lost at the end. All right.